Good morning, Chelveston, Caldicott and Chelston Rise. It's Saturday the 11th of April and this is Sir Lenny Henry here in my best Shakespearean voice, introducing the daily briefing for the village. Well, thank you, Sir Lenny. I'm afraid, folks, that Jasper Carrot has disappeared back to Birmingham where he was born. My birthplace was apparently much too downmarket for a Brummie, so I asked one of my local heroes to step in. Now, when you stick your head above the parapet like I do, you tend to find that your name and phone number make their way onto all sorts of lists. I get lots of village-related calls from out of the blue from various organisations, and I'm rarely surprised. Lynn, on the other hand, often struggles with the various interruptions that she has, and is frequently amazed by the requests. And yesterday was no exception. Now, I've had a very busy week dealing with emergency requests and also helping the church get their Holy Week materials ready. Then on top of that, both of my mowers broke, so I've fallen behind on the grass cutting, not to mention the litter picking, as Alan Freeman found yesterday. So I said to Lynn that I would see if I could fix a mower on Friday morning and then do a couple of hours grass cutting to try and regain control. The problem was that really I shouldn't be doing grass cutting on a Good Friday. However, I figured that the church probably would forgive me and that many residents would be cutting their own grass anyway. But after the strong words from the chief constable on Thursday, Lynn was very worried. Was it really essential that I went out in the car with the mower around the village? Could I keep enough of a social distance? Surely people would complain. But I was adamant and off I went. So you can imagine her consternation when 20 minutes later a police car pulled up outside the house. Her first thought was, oh my goodness, I wonder who shopped him into the police. And her second thought was, how the heck did they get here so quickly? Well, anyway, a very nice young man in a dark uniform got out and approached the house. By the way, what is it with women and dark uniforms? I wear a bright yellow one all day and I really don't find women swooning. Mind you, some of them do offer me drinks in hot weather, which is fantastic. So thank you, Ashley and Vicky, for that. Anyway, this copper went up to the front door and posted a warning leaflet through it, saying, police, stay at home. It couldn't be clearer. I'd been warned. Lynn opened the front door to speak to the officer, but the nice young man in a dark uniform just waved and said, I've dropped those in for Adrian. He'll know why. Goodness, she thought, they even know his first name. But then she thought, well, that's a very polite telling off. I can't really see that doing the trick. He'll go ahead and do what he wants anyway. When I got home from grass cutting, she was still puzzled and concerned, but I was doubled up with laughter. Whilst I was out cutting the grass, I'd had a message from the Chief of Special Constables in Northamptonshire. He was out on duty with his teams yesterday and was planning to swing through Chelveston. His plan was to push some warning leaflets through my door so that I could put them on the notice boards in the village. So in fact, the nice young man in a dark uniform was actually the Chief of Special Constables. And rather than being told off, I was officially helping the police with their inquiries. Now, in other local news, the colouring competition got off to a good start. Many households have printed their own materials, but others have asked for copies, and I've delivered the first batch. If anyone leads any more, please let me know. The prizes arrived yesterday, folks, and the winners are in for a treat. So let's see those entries. The second of the church's special Holy Week services went off successfully. So all the early morning working this week has been worthwhile. Frankly, I had no idea how exhausting Holy Week could be. To be honest, I haven't even thought about it for over 50 years. So it's been quite an eye-opener reading the materials. At last, I'm beginning to see what all the fuss is about. And no, Michelle, you haven't converted me. I'm just even more respectful of the work that you do. The national daily coronavirus figures released yesterday were very disappointing, with a rise of 980 deaths on Thursday to 5 p.m. The UK figures are now just 200 deaths short of Italy at the same point in their infection. Make no mistake about it, this infection is not under control at a national level. Locally, the number of hospitalised patients with COVID-19 infections in Northamptonshire also jumped by 79 yesterday. This is very serious. If even half of those patients develop severe respiratory problems, then the intensive care capacity of Kettering and Northampton General Hospitals will be completely overwhelmed. The message this weekend could not be more stark for our village. Stay home, protect the NHS, save lives. Thank you.